externally, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart.
Reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. And he told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline a table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold the banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of the inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
So what Jesus says, until the day of our resurrection, then you are the repayment. So don't worry on this life. Nobody say thank you to you. Just to be happy. It's more important is that you give, not be given. Many times we wait for returned. That's why Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment." What's new? New means unconditional. Many times you give you something, do something, you expect return. But Jesus invites us to love unconditionally. This is the point. It's not easy. Not easy at all. "Take your yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you," says the Lord. That's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. "Take my yoke upon you." That means all our problems is His problem. When you say you carry your cross, that's the cross of Christ. Years ago, by the time He already carried our cross. But before we are born, He already foresaw us. He already sacrificed His life for each one of us. He sacrificed for each one of us. So whatever we do, something wrong, already paid. Already. But it doesn't mean you have to carry on. Important is to go on to love the yoke of Jesus, that means your cross. Many times you complain, Lord, why don't you give me some strength? Already you're given the strength. When we study catechism, we know every cross at the back, there is the grace. You have the grace to carry your own cross, not the cross of the others. Many times we are complaining because you can't carry many crosses, your friends or the relatives or your husband, your wife. Many times we cannot. Of course, you don't have the grace to carry the cross of your neighbor. But you have the grace to help them, to pray for them. That's more important. Many times at this time, many Chinese, I mean not you, huh? Many times at night when they saw the television and cannot go back, then cannot sleep well the whole night. Anxiety. What can we do? Many people cry the whole night. How to solve? I just invite them. Pray for those you don't like. You find them, they're attacking other people. Pray for the attackers. Not just condemn them, shoot. Many times before television, we just shout and condemning all the people is doing what, according to you, is doing something wrong. If, as a matter of fact, everybody is doing wrong. We have original sin, right? So don't give an excuse, he is better or not better. We are worse. But we need to convert ourselves. So pray for all people that you don't like. Or in other words, pray for your enemies. Pray for them. You know, before the conversion of St. Paul, it was by the side of Stephen. No? He was stoned to death at the gates of Jerusalem. Paul was there. I mean, by the time his name is called Saul, he was there. Stephen was praying, Lord, I give my life for those who persecute me. And Saul is one of them. In a short while, when Saul was on his way to look for the Christians, to put them in the prison, suddenly there was a light, and he stopped, it was put to the ground. There's a voice, Saul, Saul, why have you forsaken me? Oh, sorry, persecute me. Then Saul was responding, Lord, who are you? I am the one you persecute. I mean, Christians, the Lord says, I'm the one you persecute. Then he said, Lord, what I can do? What I shall do? And though, you know, understand the rest. He went to the city and there was baptized. He was changed completely. But there was someone who was praying for him with his knife. That's Stephen. Understand? Miracles can happen. The Philippines, Hong Kong, China, Russia. Our Lady is promising in Fatima. Pray, pray, pray. Say the rosary. Kneel down and pray. I hope that you can pray for us also, eh? Not only for the Philippines, also for China, for Hong Kong, right? Will you? Please. We need. Our people is suffering every day. Or they don't go to the streets. But you heard the news, even not watching the television, the newspaper, the WhatsApp, every minute, all the sad stories, conflicts, that's a work of Satan. Because Satan wants no peace on earth. And Jesus is the one who gives peace on earth. So we need to pray, trust. Faustina is teaching us, no? Jesus, we trust in you. Let us have this confidence, this faith. Jesus also says another on our occasion that, without me, you cannot do anything. So, we surrender. It's really true. we can't do anything. But so I think you remember at the Cana feast, no? The marriage, the feast, and there was no more wine. And Our Lady told Jesus, they have no wine. But she doesn't know what to do. Just told Jesus these things. And just tell the people, whatever he told you, do it. So finally, he blessed all the buckets of waters, and he took the best wine in the place of the place. Jesus can work miracles, but you have to say, Jesus, please, we're impossible. Only you can do. So let us pray united today. Just now we heard the bell from the organ. The bell is from the organ. But today, many churches, Christian churches, Catholic churches, by that time, we just pray for this peace for Hong Kong. So we believe. So let us pray united. Okay? In Father, and Son, and Spirit. I believe in one God.